Parshat Nitzavim speaks how the Jewish people, in Moshe's words, are standing in front of God. And he speaks of the covenant which is made between God and the entire Jewish people. Over here, the covenant is made with the collective, not just with the individuals. And sometimes when a person is in a collective, they can look at themselves as being not such an important cog within of this very big enterprise. Which means, what actions does an individual actually make a difference? This is the background for something which is really quite important in this week's Parsha. The verse tells us about an individual who's going to sin and say, you know, what difference will it make? And that really is the way that Rashi understands it. And the way the commentaries understand is, what difference will it make? Because I'm just one person. God will take care of everybody. God will take care of the people. So when it comes down to it, I can really do what I want. So Rashi says something interesting. And this is following the Targum and other commentaries. That God will then treat this person in a way which we wouldn't expect. He'll take the sins that were done by accident and combine them with the sins that were done on purpose and judge that person incredibly strictly. Now, a lot of us can look at this and say, well, that's not really fair. I mean, if you did something by accident, you should treat it as an accident. But if you did something on purpose, you should be then treated accordingly. But I think that we're forgetting something, and that is the relationship. You know, what happens in life if you have a relationship with somebody, let's say, which is really a very bad relationship, and you do something even by accident, that person is going to be very upset with you. Why? Because of the lack of relationship, they're going to look at the thing which was accident because you really didn't care that much. You didn't take care to do something on purpose. All the more so when you do something on purpose. But that person's going to look at you because of the lack of relationship and look at them as basically the same. And that's what Rashi's telling us. When it comes to our relationship with God, it's not just a question of what we do. It's a question of what we do within the larger issue of this particular relationship. Now, just in case we think this is really not fair, in the next chapter, it speaks about tshuva, and it speaks a lot about tshuva. The word shav, to return, is used time after time. But this same principle actually works when it comes to tshuva. Because when we sin on purpose and we do tshuva, it could be turned into an accident. Even moreover, if we sin, we can turn that action even into something which is a merit. And how can that possibly work? How can that be true? And it goes back to the relationship. Which means essentially this is the same rule. When there's a lack of relationship, then everything is seen as being really, really bad. Even something which is slight. But when there is a loving relationship, and you say you're sorry, that becomes another place of expression of that love. So even that sorry becomes an act of love and becomes a merit. Which when it comes down to it, God treats us fairly. What we need to pay attention to is that the main issue is the relationship. The mitzvot, and God forbid, the sins that we do, are expressions of that relationship. But we need to never lose sight that it's the relationship which is the larger issue.